you. Did you, I had no idea that today was a particularly special day apart from Bastille Day.
It's not quite National Tree Day yet, but we're coming up. We need to start putting everything in place.
Yeah.
We thought we'd get an expert on trees. In fact, we spoke about this particular gentleman when we did a quiz the other day on people who have changed careers.
Yes.
This particular person, if you want to try and guess who it is, was a dancer.
Yes. Would you be a little bit more specific? Wasn't a ballet dancer. Was it exotic?
Male revue dancer. But now an extraordinarily successful gardening expert, Jamie Jury. Good afternoon.
Dee Dee, how are you? Hi, Grubby.
Hi there, Jamie.
Very good. Where are you? You in America or here?
No, I'm back. I'm in Australia. I'm in Sydney town and very excited to be chatting to my mates. And even more excited that you're still positioning me as that dancing boy.
Only that it came up last week in conversation. You're not sick to death of it yet, are you?
No, I love it. I'm hanging on to every last shred of that ab.
Yeah. You're still in good nick. You're still...
It looks great.
One must work it a little more these days, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah, got to stay fit and healthy.
Yeah. Well,
otherwise, we can't put any trees into the ground, can we?
Exactly. National Tree Day coming up. I think it's at the 24th? Sunday 26th of July.
Sunday 26th of July is National Tree Day, and Friday 24th of July is Schools Tree Day. And here's the incredible stat. Over the last 20, because we're celebrating our 20th year anniversary this year, I've been involved for 16 years, I might tell you, but we have planted over 21 million native trees, shrubs and grasses by more than 3.5 million volunteers over that period.
That's an absolute sensation. Do you know what I love, Jamie? When we see freeways open and everything else, and invariably they do, unlike 30 or 40 years ago, everything now is planted out. And eventually they start to grow, and so the freeways are bedecked by native trees. I think it's a fantastic thing, you see.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we've gotten a lot smarter over the last couple of decades about putting our own native trees and shrubs back into the ground. You know, in the past we've sort of thought, oh, well, if it's green, it's good. But actually, you know, some of that those exotic plants squash out what we... as Australian native animals and birds and bees and so forth love. So, you know, it's about putting the right plant in the right place and a more intelligent plant selection. And, you know, you can actually just go to treeday.planetark.org or you can call 1-300-885-000 and they will tell you where the nearest tree planting site is, what to plant, and how to plant it, and it's a super simple thing. Or if you didn't want to venture out, you can actually register your own backyard and plant out some native trees and shrubs in your own backyard.
Jamie, schools have really got behind National Tree Day, haven't they?
Yeah, more than 280,000 Australian school kids take part in National Tree Day today, and I would say even more going to be this year. And it's a fantastic thing because you're not just helping the environment, you're actually helping your own sense of well-being. You know, it's incredible. When you think about it, we consider ourselves as Australians, you know, super outdoor sort of people, but actually... Australians now spend, on average, over 90% of their time indoors.
And in this climate, well, I mean, not the current climate in Melbourne, it's not that fabulous,
but that's what
generally
makes it
speaking...
it's a crime.
Exactly.
It's an absolute crime, mate.
It is.
I agree.
And do you think, you know, for a lot of kids, I wonder whether that's one of their rare experiences, actually getting their hands in the earth and planting something. That's just such a good thing. It must do your heart good, Jamie.
Well, look, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the stats... Because Tree Day actually did a bit of research on all of this, and, you know, they discovered that, you know, that people are actually getting a better sense of well-being when they're more connected to the earth. You know, it's a research report, and it's called Needing Trees, The Nature of Happiness. And, you know, it was done over 1,100 Australians aged between 15 and 64 years of age, was surveyed online, and they came up with, I think, a statistic that was quite amazing. Because people who regularly engage in activities outdoors are significantly happier than people who do not. And just one third more outdoor time makes critical difference.
Wow.
I agree with that entirely. And it's such a shame these days, Jamie, to see these massive houses built on small blocks with absolutely no garden around them, because we all used to have gardens that we'd get out in and do stuff in, didn't we?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, this report actually found, and just on that development thing, you've raised a good thing there, Grubb, because, you know, backyards are getting smaller, houses are getting bigger, and developers' wallets are getting fatter. And so we're all in the incredible age of the incredible shrinking backyard, and which is purely why I like to plant vertical gardens these days. You know, we developed this product a little while ago, which is literally just plastering all the fences with vertical garden blankets, and we plant out vertically because we've got to get more innovative about where we put our plants and trees now.
Yeah.
Our spaces are getting smaller.
Absolutely, yeah. And look, when we've had, you know, with the drought, we're not in drought at the moment, but having just lived through quite a severe drought, you know, you start to think, oh, should I be planting so much? Do we need so much garden? Do we need lawn and all those things? Jamie, we've just got a caller that wants to make a comment. Jill, good afternoon.
Oh, hi, yes, and it's just what you've been talking about. I'm not happy when the trees are gone, and I'm very angry with all the developers and the people who come in. If even if they have to pull down the house, okay, I don't have my right to discuss what their architectural tastes are, but leave the gardens, leave the trees, you know, it is just, they are destroying, one, our heritage is being destroyed, and two, the birds, you know, and the joy of just being surrounded by trees.
Mm.
You know, I get heartbroken, I get angry, and one day I'm really scared I'm going to do something naughty.
Oh, goodness me, Jill.
I bet you will, Jill, at some stage. I reckon it's on your mind and that's all it takes.
But it's something people feel very passionate about, isn't it, Jamie?
Oh, look, you know, the UN, I love Jill. Thank you, Jill, by the way, for that comment. It was amazing. And in 2015, the UN World Happiness Report ranked Australia as the 10th happiest country out of 135. Yet the category in which Australians said they were least satisfied in was their work-life balance. And so, you know, being reconnected with nature actually helps them feel differently about their day. They're more productive, children learn better, they're healthier, it fights depression, all sorts of things. So, you know, putting trees into the ground, there's just nothing negative about it. You know, it helps the environment, it helps your sense of well-being. And sure, there are going to be developers, we're not going to, you know, stop that in any way. But what we can do is put more of our native trees and shrubs back into the ground.
Absolutely.
If you think about it, every tree you put into the ground can take up 1 ton of carbon emissions in its lifetime. And, you know, if you drive a car, you need to be planting between 14 and 17 trees or shrubs per year just to offset your carbon emissions from that car. So, you know, how many trees and shrubs have you guys planted? Dee, I know you're onto it, but I'm more directing this to Grubbs.
We've planted 10,000 natives on our property in the last few years.
Mate, you're on fire. You can drive for free for the next 10 years.
We're in pretty good nick, actually,
where
we live.
And it'll be a ride on mower that he's driving, Jamie. Trust me.
I think the Grubbs has firmly stuck that tree back up my bum, hasn't he?
There you go.
and I've just opened it like an umbrella.
Jamie, it looks so good to talk to you, and it's such a wonderful question. We're such a big, open country. You know, look, we need to look after this land. We love it.
Too right.
Yeah,
we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. So let's get involved. National Tree Day, Sunday, 26th of July. Schools Tree Day, 24th of July. You can go to treeday.planetark.org or call 1-300-885-000. That's 1-300-885-000. Let's get growing.
Good on you, Jamie. Jamie Dewey, always a pleasure.
Good talking to you, mate.
Divine. Good to talk to you.
Ripper.
Just an update on a traffic problem we had earlier. A caller off air has let us know that the Mulgrave Freeway is now back up and running with no delays. So they must have reopened that blocked lane from earlier. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Karen Inge about